whether you're talking about this metal stuff like we've had, protective stuff like we have on ours out here. Is that what you mean?
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice. I didn't notice what you had.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, what do you call it?
And people call us about it all the time. That'd be so I can't think of what the name of it is right off the top of my head.
Sears sells a lot.
Yeah, they do.
You call it siding?
Siding, yes.
Okay.
That's what it is, siding.
The main ranch building would be called what?
The ranch, the main ranch building. The house? Ranch house?
Okay. And the opposite of open the door is?
Close the door.
Uh-huh. And what's the, another word for close?
Shut.
Uh-huh. You can look out of your
window.
Mm-hmm. And the window is made out of
glass.
Mm-hmm. And if we lived in a place with tornadoes, you'd have to have
a storm cellar.
Mm-hmm. And in the morning when you put your makeup on, you have to look in the
mirror.
Mm-hmm. And Dorothy said there's no place like
home.
Mm-hmm. When you sweep, you use a
broom.
Mm-hmm. And this area out here that's sort of covered over, what do you call that?
Porch.
Okay.
Or a veranda.
Oh. Would you call this veranda? It is sort of like long, like a veranda.
Yeah, you could, I think.
Yeah. And now in the backyard, what do you have?
A patio.
Okay, what's the difference between a patio and a porch?
Darn if I know.
Okay. Now there's a type of window dressing that you pull down and it rolls back up.
Shade.
Okay. And your central heating unit?
Okay. Yes.
What do you mean? What do you call the central heating unit? It's a gas what?
Furnace?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're looking for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in a place where they have blizzards, they have to have special windows. What kind?
Storm.
Uh-huh. And if you had a second story on your house, you'd have to go up the
stairs.
Mm-hmm. Now, all the objects in this room are collectively known as
furniture.
Mm-hmm. And what we're sitting on is a
couch.
Mm-hmm. And is that the same as a sofa?
I think the sofa is smaller.
Would that be a sofa?
Well, that would even be called a love seat or a settee, I think.
Okay. So it's something a little bit smaller than this. But
I guess a couch and a sofa are the same, maybe.
Okay. There's a piece of furniture that's about this high and has lots of drawers, and you put your socks in it.
It's a dresser.
Okay. And what about the one that women have that you sit at, and it might have two drawers on either side and a mirror?
Dressing table.
Okay. Now
or a vanity. It could be.
Is there a difference between them or same thing?
I guess it's the same thing.
Okay. What's a bureau?
And a bureau to me is a large piece with drawers. It's another type of, you know, storage.
Okay.
I've heard them called a high boy, you know.
The really big ones?
The big, I have one. It's a high boy.
Oh.
High boy.
How many drawers does it have?
Let me see. Roxy, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. Now, outside you carry water around in a
bucket.
Uh-huh. And buckets are made out of what materials?
Tin.
Okay. And to wash dishes by hand, you use a
sponge or a wash rag? Or
okay, and to dry the dishes, you'd use?
A tea towel or
okay.
Dish towel.
Okay, and people dry themselves off with a?
A bath towel.
Okay. You turn on the
spigot.
Okay, and what comes out of the spigot?
Water.
Okay. You heat up water for tea, you know, what?
In the kettle.
Okay. And what would you cook an egg in on top of the stove? Something with a handle.
Just a pot. A pan.
Uh-huh. is that the same as a skillet?
No.
What's the difference?
Well, the pan has more depth, and the skillet is flatter and larger.
Okay. But by pan, you don't mean pot, right? Because
no.
My mom uses pan, and she means pot.